Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh man, I just saw something.
Yeah, read those
that
off.
That just made my jaw drop. LSU Pro Day. Malik Nabers, these numbers are eye-popping. 40-yard dash, 4.35 seconds.
High now.
42-inch vertical, and a 10-foot, 9-inch broad jump. Wow.
That's pretty good.
That is nuts.
And someone's going to take a wide receiver before him.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That is silly. I mean, the level of athleticism in these dudes that get to the NFL is just insane these days.
It's wild to think about. That fast, that strong.
I remember, you know, when I ran a 4.8 in high school, I was like, dude, I was cooking.
You ran a 4.8 in high school?
I did. Yeah.
John, what are you doing here?
I was a starting running back.
My goodness.
I ran a 4.8.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm looking at you different now.
I am not on today's top five, I'm sure of that, with my 4.8 40. That's probably now closer to a 5.8. But Josh Oddson has a top five.
I do.
He's still putting it together over there.
It's mostly right.
All right.
We're going to go top five worst owners in sports.
He took my suggestion.
Sweet. I did a little, you know, this is a great list for this type of segment because it changes. It ebbs.
Yeah.
It flows.
All right, let's do it.
With the ownership.
Let's see who's bad.
We begin. Number five.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
This one's really more of a personal choice.
Oh.
Not necessarily because everyone raves about the facilities and all that. I just don't think this person is very good or good at their job.
Okay.
And that would be Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
Famously have not had playoff success.
Yeah.
In about 30 years.
Seems to me an outsider, a non-Cowboys fan. He's a little too involved.
Yeah.
Maybe let the youngs make a decision or two. Just saying.
Maybe he should hire you as an advisor.
Oh, I would love to be an advisor of the Cowboys because I'd just run him into the ground. Nah, you don't want Malik Nabers.
No,
nope.
Don't draft that guy.
Nope. Remember when the Raiders drafted that super fast guy early in the draft? Yeah, you haven't seen him.
You know who we should look at? This quarterback from Alcorn State.
That's the guy. Worked for Steve McNair.
He did. Hey, you remember Steve McNair?
Yes, yeah, of course you remember Steve McNair. So, yeah, just a personal choice. I imagine if I lumped all the owners together, he's probably not in the bottom five, actually. But
I don't have qualms with him with you putting him in there, though. I don't.
He's high profile, and that's not always good.
Number four.
Number four, we go to the Mile High City,
Ooh.
The collection of gentlemen running the Colorado Rockies into the ground, the Monfort brothers.
Mm.
What the hell?
That's not a good situation.
What are they doing there? You know, most of the time, you can kind of like, okay, this team is fading all of its assets, it's liquidating itself to hit rock bottom so that it can bounce up a little quicker. I don't know that the Rockies are doing that. They want me to think that they're trying, but they're not actually trying.
Just when you think they've dropped the shovel, they pull another one out of their back pocket.
Yeah.
They keep digging.
I don't get it. Not a great look.
I'll see your 100 losses and raise you 120.
What if we had the most losses ever? That would be a significant achievement for this
A record's a record. Freshman? Yeah. A record's a record.
They're talking about us. That's all that matters. What if I told you there were two other baseball owners on this list?
I would not be surprised.
Okay.
Three. A combination of three and five.
Number three.
Let's go to Los Angeles. Artie Moreno. Los Angeles Angels. Another
pretty,
team.
Pretty easy
ask,
pick.
Yeah. What the hell? Now, some of the things, not necessarily his fault. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, both very good at baseball. Famously, not busts.
Famously.
Now, some of the other signings have not worked out. But everyone who I talk to that follows the Angels says, this is a horrible mess of a situation, and I want out.
They, I mean, is there any more perennial underachiever than the Angels? Like, you can talk about the Cowboys being underachievers, but they're at least making it to the postseason a lot of the time. They're just not winning when they get there. The Angels have for so long been like, okay, it's a really talented roster. Angels might put it together this year, and they fall flat.
Always.
They just face plant.
Not even like, oh, it's, you know, we had one thing break wrong and our whole season was kaput after that. Nope. Like, they're out of it by Father's Day.
Yeah. And to me, that sounds like when you have an immense collection of talent and arguably the two best baseball players on the planet at one point, and you can't do anything with that. Like, you can't build around those guys. Like, there have to be players who wanted to come and play with them, right?
Right. Like, oh, it would be so easy to go to Los Angeles. It's not a small market. It's not Tampa. It's not Kansas City. And I'll get to live in LA. I'll get to play with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Yes. Why would I not sign up for that? We'll make the playoffs in a cinch.
Yeah, that to me points at culture. Mm-hmm. And culture starts at the top.
Something
and so
right.
The assessment of him being one of the worst owners, dead on.
Thank you. But the worst baseball owner.
Number two.
Oakland A's owner, John Fisher.
Yeah, it's a tough look.
Moving a team to Las Vegas in this economy is a slam dunk. Vegas wants teams. They're acquiring them left and right. And they have said no thank you to the Oakland Athletics. You keep releasing these artist renderings. Don't know what you're doing there. We don't want you. Also, why is your stadium made out of glass in a literal desert?
It's a nice artist rendering of a stadium you got there. It'd be a shame if some city didn't want it.
John Fisher watched Major League and said, I could do that. I could do that. Absolutely. Yeah, what a great idea.
That wasn't a blueprint.
You're supposed to feel for the lowly players and manager of the Cleveland baseball team in that movie.
Not identify with the owner.
Yeah, you know, that lady in that movie had some bright ideas.
You know what? I think we could pull that off because our players will never get good enough players that would be able to do that.
That's right.
We can do it.
Our hot tub already doesn't work.
And like that, the sad thing is that franchise has diehards.
Oh yeah,
they have fans.
Oh yeah, right here in Omaha, our very own Rusty Lord, Oakland A's fan
that would love to support that team. Mm-hmm. They're just giving them no reason to.
Michael Brunt's friend of the show.
Oh, Michael, so sorry for you, man.
A's fan. Mm. And that's the thing; everyone feels bad for him. Like nobody's like, good, the A's deserve that. They deserve to die. No one says that. Not the worst owner, though. I got one better.
You got one better?
I got one better. Comes to us from the National Basketball Association.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
I guess he owns a hockey team, too, so you technically in the NHL. James Dolan. The rocker himself.
Is his band any good? No.
No.
Is his basketball team any good? No.
No. They're trying. Pretty good in those NBA standings right now, but that's not because of him. That's in spite of him. They're a 4 seed right now in the East. But when you think of bad owners, dysfunction within an organization, oftentimes the Knicks come up very quickly.
They certainly do.
I mean, he kicks legendary alumni out of Madison Square Garden routinely.
Maybe cut out the distractions, Jim.
Maybe focus on just owning things.
I think you're doing fine.
Yeah.
You're the owner of an NBA franchise. You don't need a best-selling record, which you're not getting.
Not going to get.
The thing about the Knicks and the Nets, for that matter, like, New York is a basketball crazy city.
Mm-hmm. The Knicks, whenever they're remotely good, their playoff runs are like, oh my gosh, there's always stories from inside and outside the arena.
Remember
Bing Bong?
I know baseball is a big deal in New York, but I would argue, like, if the Knicks and the Nets ever got good, they would dwarf whatever's happening in baseball in that city.
The Knicks could be second to the Yankees in that town if they were, if they had a chance.
If they were
at a
competent.
Title. Yeah, yeah.
If it looked like they were trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard for me to disagree with that. Mm-hmm. You have a golden calf or a golden goose, rather. Mixing metaphors here. A golden goose. And you're just throwing the eggs into the ocean. I don't understand. Like, I can't figure out why the Knicks have been so bad for so long.
James Dolan, you're worth $2 billion. You could be worth $3 if you were good at your job. Mm. Imagine that. Now, Andy on YouTube here.
Okay, Andy, what do you got?
He's campaigning hard for Jerry Reinsdorf, who I believe deserves mentioning.
He's honorable mention for sure.
On this list. Now, I put Jerry Jones on there as a personal decision. Maybe if we were doing, like, literally the worst owners.
Sure.
Which I understand the confusion.
A lot of hatred for Jerry Reinsdorf about the 90s Bulls, too.
Yeah.
But
broke that thing up and hasn't bothered to tinker with it since.
No, not really. And a good friend of mine who was a Bulls fan in the 90s, huge, like,
we all were,
huge Bulls fan, now hates that team. And he blames Jerry Reinsdorf.
Sure, sure. I mean, the Blackhawks are not without their troubles lately and all that implies. The White Sox are just hiring former Royals executives.
Mm.
Seems like an odd decision, but
they did trade for Nicky Lopez.
They did, and a lot of other people behind the scenes used to work in Kansas City there. I have no issue with putting Jerry Reinsdorf on here.
Not a lot of success has come from his organizations.
No, except that one time.
That one time.
Well, I guess technically two times.
In 2005.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the White Sox won a World Series.
They did. 2005. It's been a while. Yeah. Blackhawks were good in the early 2000s.
Yeah. That was a fun run.
Chelios. But, no, he could certainly be included.
Mm-hmm.
There are some bad owners.
Definitely deserves discussion.
And Josh ranked the top five. If you missed the top five, go back and catch it on the pod. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Got some more things to chat about before we get to movie talk coming up in about 30 minutes or so. There's a ranking. There was a bracket, surprising.
Bracket.
The best stadium in college football.
Okay.
We'll ask you, where do you think Nebraska came in?
Number one.
Where were they seated in that bracket?
Ooh.
We'll get to it next. It's Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.